Welcome back to another episode of Separate But Equal Podcast. How do I want to start this one off? I want to start you guys off with something positive this week, you feel me? When I've talked to some of the homies that listen to the podcast, they like the conversations we have, but they say we're combative all the fucking time. So I want to start with something positive. What are y'all doing? What are my entrepreneurs out there doing in the world? For me right now, I'm working on my photography, you feel me? It's been popping off. I've been getting booked for photo shoots. It's Halloween. All the holidays is coming up, so a nigga is really about to be booked, you feel me? I got Halloween, I got Thanksgiving, I got Christmas, I got New Year's, I got shit to take pictures of. So right now, my nigga, you feel me? I'm managing a dispensary, which is cool, it's fun, but it's paying the bills, you feel me? It ain't some shit that I'm passionate about or some shit I want to do for the rest of my life. Photography, I definitely can do for the rest of my life. So that's my positive thing I want to leave y'all with. Do something that you can do for the rest of your life that's going to make you happy, that bring you some goddamn cheddar in the process. What about you, my G?
Yeah. I'm just living, nigga.
Sometimes that's all we can do.
No, I be talking shit, man. You know, I got some shit going on, but you know what's weird? I always feel like I'm bragging when I talk about myself, so I don't do it. But if I'm being honest, because I like to be humble, but if I'm being honest, I'm in a good position, man. Like, coming out there soon to do a music video, doing a podcast special. Like, I got shit going on that I'm happy about, man.
Now, I'm glad you said that, because I do want to know why that is, you feel me? We can talk shit about ourselves. We can be hard on ourselves. We could judge the fuck out of ourselves. We hold ourselves accountable, but we can't talk about the good shit we doing. Why?
We've been raised to feel like that's bragging. Like, you just, I don't know. Like, to you, it's okay, this is how it goes. So to you, I can talk to you about what I'm doing because I know you're doing something and you might not take it that way. But a lot of niggas don't really be doing too much. So you talking to a nigga about shooting a music video in Vegas with your artist, it's like, nigga, what? Who the fuck you think you is? Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's that niggas type mentalities of mentalities. It's not so much you bragging, my nigga. It's just niggas' mentalities.
Them crabs. But I be sensitive to that. I be sensitive to that.
Like, to their feelings?
I feel it.
We got to get out that mindset, my nigga. We got to get in a mindset of being happy for other brothers and sisters coming up in this world. That's dead to me. I feel what you're saying because it is very real, you feel me? Like, it is very real out here. But I definitely think we need to break that. We need to start really supporting each other and doing, being excited for each other genuinely, you feel me? Not on no social media shit like, yay, I wrote a comment for you, I liked your post. My nigga, when you see somebody doing their shit, text that motherfucker. Yo, keep doing your shit. I do that shit on a regular. Just so niggas know, like, yo, I see you.
I do with certain people, but, like, do we have, like, that be my thing is, like, how much encouragement and how much, like, do we have to care so much about each other just because we're black? Like, and let me clear up what I'm saying. Do we have to care about, like, I fuck with you, Daquan, as a person. Like, we actually have a real bond, so I fuck with you.
Right.
Outside of your skin color. If we didn't have that bond, do I just have to fuck with you because you black? And do you just have to fuck with me because I'm black? Like, because I feel like white people who are successful, whether they like middle class or upper middle class or just super wealthy, they don't give a fuck about Billy Bob in the trailer park.
Right. Or shit, they're not outwardly showing that, you feel me?
They don't give a fuck about Billy Bob in the trailer park, bro. They don't. That ain't about to stop them from getting their money and doing what they doing.
I think in a beautiful utopian society, that's what a nigga would like.
It's like we stress. To
be excited for each other and what we do.
We stress so much about, oh, well, we all gotta be on and we all gotta support black business and we all gotta support black banks and we all gotta support black. Mm-hmm. Why? And I'm not totally against it, but some experiences be fucking with me. Like, why, bro? Why?
I say take it on a situational-based situation, you feel me? I don't say support all black business, you feel me? Support black businesses that support you. And support you in meaning They got good motherfucking prices that you can afford. They supporting you in your pocket. They're not rude. They got good customer service. Support black businesses that support you. I'm not saying
So,
all
time out,
just
time
because they
out,
black,
time out,
you ain't
time
got
out.
to.
How I just heard that was you want a discount and you want your ass kissed. That's my problem.
A discount.
Us
Now,
is.
the fact that you heard that is a problem because I
Because you
said
just said affordable prices. The first thing
affordable
you
does
said
not mean
was.
a discount, my nigga. That just means not a $50 fucking t-shirt. That's
Well,
what
why? But I
affordable
could pay.
means.
But I could pay a white company $50. No
I
problem. I
would
pay
never,
Ralph
if
Lauren.
you pay, hear me though, if you pay $50 for a fucking t-shirt, that's not affordable to me, my nigga. So that doesn't affect me. What I mean is, and you know it, don't play like you don't. Black companies will pay, so want you to pay buku amount of dollars for a t-shirt that say the same shit you can get at Target, but they're gonna charge you 25% more because it's black owned. That's how you're not gonna get black business, my nigga. Charge people a affordable fucking price and you're gonna get the support. Simple.
It
That's how I
depends,
operate.
though. It depends because I'm starting to realize, bro. It's like I want to support black business. Don't get me wrong, but it's like niggas ain't never satisfied. Niggas ain't got no hustle if it ain't there. Like, boom. All right. So recently, I tried to get some work done. I tried to get something done, right? And I reached out to black people who I knew did what I needed done. And it's a quick fucking thing. I ain't gonna go into detail, but it's a quick fucking thing, a legitimate thing. I say, yo, can you do this for me? Oh no, I'm trying to do blah 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 blah, but I could send you to this person. So they send me to another person. Oh well, yeah, I can. But and all I asked was, what are your rates? I'm trying to see what I can afford, how many, if I could start small, get this going, and it's
I'm glad
cool.
you said
Then
that
I
you can
could come
afford.
back and order wholesale. Like, just let me know. Cause I done already went to the Arabs, and when I went to the Arabs, they just did the shit. But I'd rather come fuck with you, but you want to get me to run around all. It's like, my nigga, fuck you. At the end of the, like,
I
I
hear
start to
that.
get to be like,
Those were
fuck you.
lessons, my nigga. You know who not to fuck with now.
No, but this ain't the first time in my 27 years where this shit has happened. You know what
What
I'm saying?
facts?
And I got into it. Me and this dude in my job was arguing about, like, black people give bad customer. He was saying that black people give bad customer service, not even just black owned businesses in general, but he was just saying black people get bad customer service. And I sat and I argued with him because he said it in front of white people, and I was like, hell no, we don't, yada yada yada. I give good customer service. Like, I really went in, right? The next day I went shopping. The next day I go shopping at
Was a
white owned
teacher.
companies, white owned shoe stores. When I tell you the niggas, I don't know if it's an age thing or a black thing, but it's like we just too cool to say hi, how you doing, what you need, how
Nigga,
may I help you.
yes.
Like, this nigga hit, bruh, it was like I just didn't even exist. And it's like, my nigga, do you get paid commission? When I used to work at that shoe store, we got commission. So it was always, hey, how you doing? Can I help you with anything? Is that the right size? You want to get these socks to
You
go
trying
with
to
it?
get that
Like,
sale, yeah.
bruh, when I tell you, I like the nigga didn't even want to speak to me first off. Then I get his attention. I say, hey, can I get these in the 10 and a half? He like says something on the radio, and then he go dap a nigga up and get to talking. I'm like, so I wait a minute. I said, hey, like, my nigga, somebody bringing them out? Like, oh yeah, somebody gonna bring them out. So then eventually the girl brings the shoes out, hands it to him. He hands me one of the shoes to try on and then just vanishes. Like, what the fuck? Like, what type of shit is this, my nigga? So I gotta go up to the counter.
You be hearing
Then
my name.
the other store, I say, well, fuck y'all. I go to the other store. This nigga sitting there on his phone, not even looking. And I say, man, fuck, I can't win for lose. I'm just gonna buy these bitches. So I buy the shoes. I get to the counter. It's a black chick on her phone like this the whole time.
Dog, you be hearing my stories about the customers. So I don't, I bruh, it
And I'm
sucks,
starting to
but it is a
see it.
thing.
I'm starting to
I
see it
feel
more
you.
and more. But it pissed me off because when I'm at work, I've always worked in customer service.
Listen to the
And
customer
even when
service
I,
voice, y'all. Go ahead. When I'm at
even,
work,
even when I have, I don't give a fuck. Because even when I have a bad fucking day,
you
I'm still
still,
gonna give you good customer service always. Because that's my fucking job. That's what I get
And that's
paid
what
to
I
do.
expect to get in return when I go some fucking place. You feel
I'm
me?
coming to spend. I don't care the amount you come to spend. You're coming to hand me money. I should treat you with respect. Now, don't get that twisted with I gotta kiss your ass. That's not the same thing. But I should definitely care about meeting your wants and needs. That's what you do. When you work in retail or anything with people, customer service, you are meeting your customers' wants and needs. It's that simple. And I don't know if it's the parenting. I don't know if it's the schools. I don't know if it's because it's a pandemic, they just hiring anybody. But What the fuck be wrong with
it's all of
niggas?
that together, my nigga, because I feel you. But what I don't want us to do is do what most often they do, which is have a bad experience with one and write us all off as that's what it is.
And I try.
Black people
I try.
Have bad customer service. Nah. Certain black people, some black people, not all black people.
I try, and you're absolutely right. I try not to do that, but I want to piggyback on something you said while I was talking about my customer service voice. That's another issue. It's because you can't win for losing. When I put on my quote-unquote customer service voice, then the motherfucking customer, the black customer want to talk about me. Oh, he talk white. Oh, this nigga, this, that, third, there. Yeah. All right. But then if I say, what's good, nigga, when you walk through the door, now I'm ratchet, I'm ghetto, my business right. is ghetto. Like, right. so what the fuck? Yeah. What do you want? What do you want?
You got to deal with each individual on an individual situational level, my nigga.
Shit be crazy.
It do. But like I said, you've heard my stories of me giving excellent customer service to these motherfuckers. And I don't know what it is with us. It's crazy, though, because I watch how, and these are situations that I've seen where a black individual will go up and talk and respond and have great conversation with white people, right? The white bud tender right there. Talk, have a whole conversation. Get up to me at the cash register, ain't got shit to say. Nigga ready like, yo, how we doing, my man? We got this, this, and that. So cool. I go and grab that. Like, why is it the change of the energy, my nigga?
I'll be honest. Usually if it's a customer and I'm the one that, if I'm the worker, usually, if the customer come in with attitude, they just got an attitude with everybody. Like, it ain't a black or white.
I don't get it.
But I see what you're saying as far, and I tried to even defend us against you on this, but you're right. Black people be coming in, not all, mm-hmm. but black people will come in with a whole ass attitude and like not speak to nobody. Like, nigga, the fuck? Like, you came to me.
Nigga, how you mad and you came to me, my nigga? Like,
I just don't understand. So that goes back to like, do we gotta hold each other hands and uplift each other and I pull you up and all that type shit, bro? Like, that shit is a facade.
It's
marketing.
Me, it heard.
Black owned, good. That shit is marketing, bro.
It looks good, my nigga. What I want when I walk around, you feel me, and I acknowledge black people or I want to give good customer service to black people or I want to treat my people right, it's a 50-50 for me. 50%, that's how I really fucking feel, you feel me? That's really how I feel. I'm rocking with us. I love us. The other 50 is honestly, bro, for the looks of it. I don't want black people beefing in public. I don't want others to look at us like, damn,
right.
they can't
right.
get shit together. They can't work together. They can't do shit. No, my nigga. Like, there is some unity within us. It's just finding those like-minded individuals that we can, we on the same page. We rocking. We respect each other. You feel me? Like, it's hard weeding through them and finding them, but they're there.
That's like, even like I told you, I was talking to bro at work and we was having this back and forth about this shit. And then it was white people present and they didn't say nothing. They just watching, like they listening.
Gonna watch, nigga.
But I had to defend us in that moment. And then after I went shopping, I went back to work today and I seen him. I pulled him aside and said, hey, my nigga, I said, you was kind of right. I said, I ain't gonna give these white people the satisfaction of knowing. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not about to give them the ammunition, right. but you had a point. Like, and you had a point.
And he might not have been the nigga that do something like this, right? But there's some niggas that will, like, that's a perfect example, right? Now, I'm not gonna say that this nigga is that type of nigga, but he could be the type of nigga that likes to do stupid shit like that in front of white company, you feel me? Like, I'm better than, so I'm gonna talk down. Like, I've worked with individuals like that, and I have to check them all the time.
I purposely check
that. You're not gonna talk about us. Or
you mean like an Uncle Tom?
Yes.
Now, you know what's funny about that? I wouldn't necessarily say that, but I would say, all right, what about the perspective of the niggas who just don't give a fuck who around? Like, they feel like I could say nigga and you can't, like, nigga, I, like, just niggas who just, out here. Like,
at that point, for them type niggas, is lost causes to me, my G. I don't waste my time on that. I'm not gonna waste
my time. But then at the same time, though, but see, it might be the Uncle Tom, because now I'm thinking about it. It's something else I tell you off mic about the person, and you might be right, though. You might, that's a good perspective. I didn't look at it like that. I would hope not.
That's why I said in certain situations it may not be, but I have worked with individuals who love to coon in mixed company because for some reason it makes them they like the look of it, like, oh wow, the white people are looking at him like wow, like it's just a look. Yes, it's a
he's validating everything they're thinking.
Exactly, and I've worked with plenty of them niggas and it's like, damn. But I will check you every time, bro. Every fucking time. And I will defend us down. But in defending us down, I can also say there's some shit we need to work on. Like customer fucking service as a whole. You want to give the customer service that you expect when you walk into some place.
But
we know what bad customer service look like. So why give it?
You know what I don't get, though? How these niggas be getting a job? Like, think about the interview process.
I'm trying to figure that out at my own motherfucking shop. What did you say in your interview that got you this job? Or do niggas put on to get the job and then show off their ass once they get the job?
That too. But still, it's like, how can you just not? Like, that shit really blew me, though, when I went shopping. Because I really went shopping and it's like, you can't even... You got to beg a sales associate to, like, speak to you. That shit is crazy. And to help you out.
Right.
It's just wild. Now, I will say, on a positive note, maybe, you know what, though? The more I think about it, niggas with certain jobs think they too cool. Like, because I had the issue at the shoe store, right? These issues I'm having was at the shoe stores.
Right.
Now, when I went to the food court and it was an issue at Charlie's, the young black lady working there, no problem, my bad, let me get that, you know, she got right. Like, it was cool, so that's why I can't say all black people, but maybe they let them job, certain things go to their head, like, oh, I sell J's, I'm too cool to, like, nigga.
So, okay, in that instance, my nigga, do you believe in humbling a motherfucker to remind them, my nigga, you sell shoes, go but get me a size 10?
That's not my job, and at the same
time... It's not your job, but sometimes that's called a check.
But hold on, saying it just like how you said it is more confrontational. Now I'm like the better black person. You see what I'm saying? I be trying not to come like that.
Because I feel you. I feel you. And when you said like some niggas, I feel it, bro. Like some niggas just think they too damn good for the job. And if you one of them niggas, then quit the job or show the fuck up and do your job. And that's where it is confrontational, but my slick ass mouth would be like, my nigga, can you won't give me a 10? Like, come on. What are you doing? I just need a shoe. Go get the shoe, my guy.
It's your job, though.
What you dabbing up, niggas? We're not at this, bruh. Go get my shoe.
This shit crazy, bruh. I just don't understand. I've
unfortunately had to do that shit at McDonald's, you feel me? And a nigga thought he was too cool to be at McDonald's. Well, if you think you're too cool to be at McDonald's, you shouldn't be at McDonald's. But since you're at McDonald's, my nigga, I asked for a hot and spicy with Mac sauce on it. Where's my Mac sauce? Oh, shit, can I have you pull to the side? No. The fuck, you're not going to have me pull to the side, my G. I'm going to sit and wait for my Mac sauce.
I ain't even one of them niggas. I just say, let me get a hot and spicy with no mayo, and them niggas still put mayo on. Like, nigga, I asked you to do less work. I asked you to just make this bitch plain. You couldn't even make it plain?
You couldn't even do that.
Like, what the fuck?
And then these niggas be getting so fucking high, bro. You ever see niggas be just dumby high at work? Just slow and like, high. Man,
if you can't function like that, then you don't need to be that high.
You feel me? And it's always at a Taco Bell, bro. I swear to God. Every time I pull up to a Taco Bell, them niggas is high as fuck.
I just can't stand, man. Yeah. Can we do anything? Like, can we just have, like, we see Black Panther, right? We see Black Panther. But is there such thing as a black country? That can is that a even utopian be positive?
Society of black people.
So it can't happen in real life.
I don't think that it will happen in real life because we are humans, my nigga. It's just
Ain't Haiti a black country?
Haiti is an independent black country, my nigga. But they going through it right now. You feel me? They got natural disasters. Their president was assassinated. They're poor. They don't have food. So they're trying to come over here. They trying to
we
come
need to actually, can you look that up real quick? Because can you look that the name up real quick? Because wasn't it like Haiti's president to step down? Because the one was assassinated, and then wasn't it one right at like just like last week he stepped down because of the assassination, or he was something
Haiti's
I forgot.
president, I'm a fuck up his name, but Jovenel Moise was assassinated in his private residence in the capital Port-au-Prince on July 7th.
Right. And then it was a one after that, like right after, I guess his understudy, I don't know what to call it, vice president, whatever. Like he just stepped down. Like somebody just stepped down because it was too much shit going on. But the natural disasters, you can't control that. I feel you on that. Like it's an island, natural disaster is gonna happen. But at the same time, like when you know natural disasters
Their
can.
defiant president after the one was assassinated. No, they said that Haiti's braces for unrest as a defiant president refuses to step down. I don't know.
Okay.
It's just some crazy shit going on over there in Haiti, and they're fleeing. They're trying to come over here to America. I don't know, bro, because I'm sitting here like, let me hear what you got to say before I fuck up.
No, I'm listening.
This
Because
is
I
my
don't
thing. This
understand.
is
I
my
don't
thing when it
understand.
comes to refugees as a whole, whether it's Spanish, Haitian, we the system needs to be fixed. It needs to be made easier for people to come over here. But we can't just accept everybody. We can't, especially because we can't even take care of the people that are currently here. They are giving vaccinations to all of the Arabs that they brought over here. Wait a second. Y'all got homeless motherfuckers in America who aren't vaccinated. Y'all can set up a vaccination site for
They
Arabs,
don't
but
need it
not for
though.
the inner cities of these motherfucking United States. Take care
Homeless
of us.
people, homeless
Take care of us
people,
first.
homeless people got super immune systems. They don't need
Nigga,
that
shut the
shit.
fuck up. You trying to be funny.
But
My point
no, on a
is,
real
we
note,
need
on
to
a real
use our
note though,
resources for us before we start using it on other motherfuckers.
I feel you. And my whole, but see, my question is just what, and this is a deep ass question that you probably can't answer,
But I'm
but
trying.
what the fuck are white people or have white people done to make this shit so great? Like how is it that all these refugees from third world countries want to flee here to the most racist fucking country? Like
Because look what
how
we're doing, my nigga.
no, but
We are
listen,
sitting
hold
here
on.
smoking blunts doing a podcast.
No, but this is what I'm saying. Why is it that no other, like why is it that Haiti can't do that? They got way less people than America. Why can't they
Way
create?
less money.
But why? That's what I'm trying to get to is how the fuck white people are able to create a United States of America, but
Whoa, white people did not create America. Black people did. And off of our backs and our money, they created America, sure.
you want me to say something racist?
No, I don't. I just want the facts to come
Who
out
brought
right.
us
White
over
people
here?
did not motherfucking shit. Some at the very beginning it was us that gave it to them.
Who brought us over here? Whose boats?
Fuck you, nigga. I'm gonna concede to that point.
And I hate to say shit like that, but I'm just saying,
I
like,
get you.
how the fuck with less people can't you get your country under control? And not just to pick on Haiti, but even Mexico. You got places where the fucking cartels is overthrown. That shit will never happen here. That Capitol riot shit was cute, but that shit will never happen the day where people come together, a gang, not no white supremacists, no niggas, no nobody is about to just totally overthrow the United States. You got life fucked up.
I mean, white people got very close to trying, you feel
My
me?
nigga, my nigga.
If
You didn't hear what I
security
said.
was not,
My
my
nigga.
nigga, let's be honest. If the Capitol
No.
Police was not there, Mike Pence would have got the fuck hung. Mitt Romney, it would have been a slaughter. Them niggas was in there, my G. If security was not there, come on. Another thing, if they were black people, they wouldn't even made it to the Capitol. So I don't
It
know
so it
what.
was staged.
You telling me you think that June 6th was staged?
Bruh, come on.
You think that.
Come
Let's
on.
talk
Look at
about
me.
it, my nigga, because let's talk
Look at
about it.
me.
You
Come on, my nigga.
Let's
Like, come
talk about
on.
it. It was staged. Stop looking at me.
Nobody.
I want
No,
you to
because
talk and speak for me.
nobody is about to overthrow. And maybe you could say I'm
Them
overly
niggas
optimistic
staged
or
their deaths
prideful.
too. That nigga staged getting smashed in the door, his teeth knocked the fuck out. Them niggas was staged.
Bruh, America, like, they don't give a fuck because the important people got out. The whole plan, let the important people go. But, nigga, they don't give a fuck. That's what, so back to my original point.
Go ahead.
Donald Trump don't give a fuck about Billy Bob in Iowa on a farm getting food stamps.
Heard. Full circle. I got you.
Like, them successful white people, bro, they not trying to reach back. Nigga, if you want to come on and you want to hustle, then come on. But if you not, nigga, fuck you.
So how do you feel about the Haitians being in Texas right now?
So you actually just put me on to that. I didn't know about that till just now. Now, if you're escaping, like, this is the thing. I'm not against immigration at all. Like, I feel like you should be able to come here. But how you just gonna take in a bunch of I'm confused because I don't know why Haiti is the way it is. I don't know why Mexico is the way it is. Like, so I don't want to sound too mean.
I think the main reason is money. But
you weren't able to, come on, bro. You can't strike no business with nobody because these countries have been around for hundreds of years now. Like, Haiti's been around for, look that up. How long has Haiti been?
They gotta make me be the Google search engine.
No, just real quick, because I'm curious.
Fuck.
Probably not 100
years. What's the question?
Maybe 100. How long has Haiti been a country? I'm just curious. I know Mexico been around since the beginning of fucking time.
The number one question, how long has Haiti been around? It was declared on January 1st of 1804, recognized on the 17th of April in 1825. So the 1800s.
Can I tell you something? So yeah. Fun fact, Ohio was established as a state in 1803.
Look at you, my nigga. Come on with the facts.
Now, me and my niggas, no other niggas, no white boys, no proud boys, is about to go just overtake the state of Ohio. It's not gonna fucking happen.
He's confident in y'all. If y'all can see this nigga, he's confident in his shit.
No, but for real, like, think about what I'm saying. How have these white people done this?
I don't know, bro. I don't know. I don't know how they do half the shit they do, my nigga. That's why we created the podcast, to talk about it. I don't know. That shit took me out because he was for real.
So for real.
If anybody can answer that question, please let us know. Because I think...
Because only a white person can answer it, they're not going to answer it.
That question, my nigga.
Nigga, I don't give a fuck if it's the most liberal white person. They not gonna answer it, bro. And them the only people that can answer it is white people. They not gonna tell us.
Bro, that's the secret right there. Once we crack that code, bro, we might be able to have a black Wakanda. We might.
Think about, but bro, on some real nigga shit, like, think about all the third world countries, right?
Bro, we go places, we steal, we take, and then... We leave these motherfuckers.
The Middle East, all this shit. Like, just really think about it, though.
Think about it. The Middle East. What did we do to the
Middle East? How many of them are white? How many European third world countries are there? Like, how many?
Right. I hear you, bros. I hear you. I just don't have the answer to the question.
It's look at Canada. Question. Canada's good. We good. But then look at Mexico. We all in the same continent.
The only answer I got is money. That's the only answer I got, bro.
This shit crazy, bro.
It is. So
the cartel could just overthrow your shit.
I think you've then answered your question. Why do these niggas want to come here? We have, nigga, look. Look at where we're at. Look at what we're doing. That's why these niggas are coming over here. But the fact that y'all gonna bring y'all, I don't even know if they're all white, but the fact that y'all gonna get up on motherfucking horses with whips and corral these niggas. We in 2020 fucking one, bro. And these are the images that people are seeing right now.
So, yeah, I don't agree with that at all.
Where the fuck is the Biden administration? Where's the humanitarian crisis? Kamala Harris, America is not a racist country. Where are we?
Oh, yeah, that's your people.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Where the fuck
are we? No, don't ask them.
CNN, All I hear is what Trump did and the vaccine and the rollout. Nobody wants to talk about what the fuck is currently going on. Because I guarantee you, if this was happening under the Trump administration, shit. Are you kidding me? Look what happened when
kids
in cages that Barack Obama built. Look what happened.
You think so?
You
voted.
I could be wrong. Exactly. You voted. I did vote.
They got you the hope.
This is the difference between me and you. This is the difference between me and you. I'm calling out my administration. You sat there and acted like Booba the Fool. Your head was so far up his ass, you couldn't see shit he did wrong.
Hey,
that nigga called the country that you're trying to defend, he called it a shithole country. And you said, huh? I didn't see it.
Hope sells better than dope, my nigga.
Does it? Does it? And you was hopeful Trump was going to become president. That shit failed.
He was a president. What you talking about?
Become president again.
He did, but that's a whole nother topic. We already touched on that.
You one of them lost ass niggas too.
I just don't know how white people get away with this shit, man.
Look at the election.
No, look at this girl and her man. That shit is crazy. Patelli. I just had the name too. But no, because I don't want to mess it up.
Yeah, shorty that went missing and stopped.
Gabby Petito. Rest in peace, Gabby Petito. Because that's some fucked up shit. Like the fact, and you know how I feel about if don't nobody know me, but like I really am strong on like women's rights and like listening to women because. There was a body cam footage. They was in Utah, if I'm not mistaken. Somebody called and said he was slapping her. They pulled him over. She had marks on her, but he tried to flip it. He had a mark on him and tried to flip it like she was the attacker, yada, yada, yada. Like, it was just some domestic shit, but the police didn't do nothing. They out in the middle of nowhere, traveling cross country, and you just let this shit go. You ain't even look at the signs. You ain't like... Like nothing. Like, we don't listen to women. And then what happens? What happens? She found dead in the middle of no fucking where. Now we can't find him. He just. And it, first off, she went missing. He came back home to the parents like, yeah, I lost her.
Yeah.
And then
the privilege of it all.
Like, how the fuck do that happen?
Yeah, I don't know, bro.
Aside from race, I'll say it again. We need to listen to women because shit like that happens all the time across all races with women. Like, it be a history of domestic shit. And then, like, niggas don't take it seriously. The police don't take it seriously when it's reported. And then, boom, some shit happened. Then we like, oh.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It is very unfortunate. I think something that irritates me a lot with this story as well, on top of all the tragic shit that is this story, I don't want to minimize this story. But there's a lot of these stories in our community that do not get talked about, do not get mainstream coverage.
But this ain't the time.
No, it is the time. Because the world stopped when this white girl went missing. The privilege of it all was, like you just said, he was able to come the fuck home and tell the parents, do interviews. I don't know what happened to her. The fucking privilege of it all. If it was black, the boyfriend would have been suspect number one and would have been sitting in a fucking jail cell. Tell me I'm wrong. Then... the privilege of the fact that they then find the body and he gets to go missing. And I say gets to go missing because it was a head fucking start. Sure. It's just whack to me, nigga. It's just whack to me that we don't get the same justice in the shit. Like I said, I'm not trying to minimize what happened to Shorty because it's wrong.
But what I am going to fucking say is
I do want to I want to bring attention to her name is Aubrina Mack. And Donna Calloway, who just went missing last week. Two black girls. One was 15, one was 21 in Alabama. Nobody knows about them. I wonder why. And there's probably countless more that we don't know of. I wonder why.
That's a problem. You're right.
It's a big problem, my nigga. It's a big problem. And yes, we cannot cover all of them. It's just weird to me the ones that we do choose to cover and the ones that do come up in the media. It's just weird to me.
Do you think that because they know the story, that's why it's popular? Because we know that she went out. So they were social media stars. Like, they were capturing their journey, you know, across country. Like, they had a social media following as this social media couple. You know how couples do the YouTube shit and all that. Right. So they had this. So it's like, all right, we together. And then, boom, she go missing. So she already got, you know, a fan base. So she go missing. And then it's like, this her body gets found and this nigga goes missing. Like, it's just
right, but that That went from that could that's a local thing, my nigga.
No, but it's
Local
not. That's
turned
what
into FBI investigating it.
No, that's what I'm trying to say. It's not a local thing. That's why I'm trying to like tell you. I'm not trying to compare. Like, I don't want to compare black and white with that because it's not a local thing. Like, you're absolutely right. Every missing person should have the same amount of light. But if we don't know, like if somebody just go missing and you don't know, you ain't got a clue, it's
Robert,
different
question
than
for you.
This where
question
you
for
know.
you. You said
You
she
know
had a
he did
following.
that shit.
Her,
You know
her.
but you know he did that shit in the story.
Did you
And the
know Shorty before this situation? Did you know her? Did you see her YouTube?
No.
Point
And
fucking
I said,
made.
but I said
You
you're
now
right.
know
They
about her.
should. No, but can you let me finish? You're right. They should all get the same amount of light. But what I'm saying is, with one of those young ladies you're talking about in Alabama, they
Or she
not even
didn't have
saying,
enough following.
no, that's definitely not what I'm saying. They didn't even say she was last seen with this person. So I don't know that.
Her.
I don't, like, we know that this was with her boyfriend. This wasn't no stranger that kidnapped her. You feel me? Like, they supposed to be on a trip and then boom.
Yeah, it's crazy, brother. It
But
is.
I
It
feel
is.
you
It
at the
is
end of the
very
day, yeah, it should
crazy.
definitely be, but no, you're right. It should definitely be highlighted any missing person. That shit happens way too often. Like way too often. So I get what you're saying. Like you're not wrong in that at all. I agree.
It's just the and I trust me, I hear what you're saying because the situation is fucked. And I can't overlook the fact that this is all I just continuously see privilege in the shit. The fact that he was able to go. You're telling me y'all didn't call him in for interviews? Y'all didn't hold him on nothing? Nothing. Now he's gone and her body is found. Come
I
on.
think
Shit is tragic.
I think he killed himself, honestly. They're gonna find his body somewhere.
You think he killed himself? I think he got a head start, and I think he you could be right, but I think he went somewhere.
That nigga killed himself, bro. I
I
could tell
mean,
by the pictures. He looked like that type.
just go out easy.
No, but think about it. He probably panicked and was just like, fuck it, I ain't got no option. Like,
But then why not kill himself when he killed his girlfriend and found them both dead?
because he probably just, niggas just, he
I
probably
don't
thought he could
know,
get
'cause I'm
away.
not suicidal. I don't know. But I'm just trying to see the fuck I don't. But I'm just trying to see like if your end goal, like what did you think? That maybe let me get inside the mind of a criminal.
I'm fucking dead.
Let me get
I'm
inside
not
of,
suicidal
no,
either.
because you kept nigga, you keep I don't. But let me get inside the mind of a criminal and now a suicidal criminal. So I'm gonna kill somebody and then I'm gonna act like I didn't have no involvement in it. I'm gonna go back, act like shit. You know, I have a huge following. I'm on YouTube, so niggas know who the fuck I am. I'm gonna go back, act like shit ain't happened. Oh shit, now shit's getting tough. They're starting to question me. Having interviews. Oh shit, her body come up missing. I don't think the first thing is I'm gonna kill myself. I think the first thing is I got to go.
Run, run.
And
But what
that's,
I'm
I think they're
saying
gonna
is,
find this nigga. I think they're gonna find him.
but sometimes when you on the run, you hit that spot, that stagnant spot where you thinking like, damn, like should I keep going? Should I turn myself in? Should I just end it?
And
Like
they
it's
be
gotta.
crazy, bro. Some of them niggas like the publicity of it. So that nigga might want this to be a whole Lifetime series. Think about that nigga that killed his whole family. Do you remember that story with the white guy? And came back and the police were talking to him. He's in jail now. The police were talking to him. He was acting like, I just saw, bro, this nigga was acting so distraught and he sat there and killed his whole family.
You know what's crazy? There's so many stories like that.
So that's what I'm saying. This nigga, watch. Watch. I bet you my scenario gonna come out. They gonna find this nigga. He gonna play stupid and then he gonna confess.
Well, that don't
It's
mean
gonna
he
be
wants
the
the
end. It's
publicity.
gonna
He
be like
just.
Romeo and Juliet, my nigga. They was all happy in the beginning and now this watch. Watch.
No, he gonna kill himself down. I don't think he's doing it for publicity.
That's what these niggas do nowadays, my nigga. Think about the crate
He
challenge. The
snapped.
fuck? Niggas do
He
shit
snapped.
for attention, views, clicks, and likes.
I wish that shit would have stuck around.
What, the crate
The
challenge?
crate challenge.
Bring it back, my
Yeah.
nigga. Get your dread
That
headed
should
ass up
really
on a
be a
crate.
sport.
Do
That
it.
should be a sport.
So why don't you bring it back? There's a reason. Don't hit the blunt, my nigga. Answer the question.
You said there's a reason. I ain't said nothing, man. I just think it should be a thing.
I hear that. So why don't you bring it back?
I'm cool.
Explain why. It's such a great sport for
I'll
the
wait.
community.
I'll wait for the next TikTok
Y'all remember
challenge.
this. Remember this. Robert was the proponent for motherfucking the crate challenge. Now he has an opportunity to bring the shit back. And he yawning on it. He hitting a blunt on it.
I'm gonna be like everybody else, man. I'm just gonna wait till the next challenge.
You say that, bro. You say that. What I want the next challenge to be is let's. I'm gonna name it. Let me
We
name
gotta create a challenge.
it.
Can
Yeah, we
we
gonna
create a
create a
challenge?
challenge.
What's the separate but equal challenge? What's that gonna be?
Pass the book or turn the page. I like turn the page. Turn the page. I'm gonna read a book and I'm gonna put you onto this book. And then what I want you to do is read said book, get inspiration from the book, and read another book and
I
pass
got
it
a
on
better
to your
idea.
brother.
I
I
got a
know.
better
As soon as this nigga heard
idea.
book, you should have seen his face. Y'all should have seen this nigga face when he heard book. But what you gonna do? What's your idea, my nigga?
We should create a challenge where we got to get white people to call us king. Like, we got to record a white person calling us king.
I'm, bruh, why you gotta be a troll all your life?
No, that's hard.
Nigga, all your life?
Think of the imagery.
The image, yeah, think of the imagery. You begging a white man to call you king.
No, not begging, nigga. I ain't say that. I'm just saying you convince a white man to call you king on
Break it down
camera.
for me. How you gonna do it? I'm John.
Hey John, do you like black people? Are
Of
you
course, I
racist?
love black people. I'm not a racist.
All right, well, can you do me a favor real quick? I'm doing this TikTok challenge where, in a sentence, you need to call me a king.
Call you a king? Why am I gonna call you a king?
Because I'm a black king.
What makes you a
Not
black king?
even
W what makes you a black king?
Then I'm gonna go to the next white person.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're gonna be begging white people to call you a king, my nigga.
And hold on. No, but at the same time, I see what you're saying, but at the same time, I could record that interaction too, and it's still gonna go viral. It's the King
So your
Challenge.
goal
The
is just
King
to go
Challenge,
viral.
nigga.
Back to the point I made. Niggas do dumb shit just for likes, clicks, and go viral. With that being said, I love you guys. I appreciate you watching this episode of Separate But Equal Podcast. Please be on the lookout for our next amazing, crazy YouTube video. And we're gonna keep it on the wraps. We're gonna keep it on the wraps, but just know we coming with that heat. Y'all be easy. Stay blessed. Don't stress.